WMRA News, I'm Bob Livicki. Governor Northam announces a new stay-at-home order amidst a coronavirus surge in Virginia. Meanwhile, inmates and their advocates appeal to state corrections officials to do more to fight outbreaks at local facilities. And how can senior citizens best navigate the holidays during a pandemic? This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, December 11th. Governor Ralph Northam announced new COVID-19 restrictions on Thursday. They will go into effect Monday morning. Virginia Public Radio's Nick Gilmore reports.
Governor Ralph Northam began his Thursday press conference with a video from a nurse who works for Ballad Health named Emily. The health system's coverage area of Southwest Virginia and Northeastern Tennessee has seen positivity rates over 25% in recent days.
I go home, I carry it home, I cry a lot. This is real.
Northam said Virginia is doing better than other states, but it's clear more action is needed as case counts and hospitalizations rise across the Commonwealth.
Starting at 12:01 a.m. Monday morning, Virginia will go into a modified stay-at-home order. Every day, starting at midnight and lasting through 5 a.m., unless you are commuting to or from work, you are asked to stay at home. It's a reminder that you should stay home whenever you can during the rest of the day. But from midnight to 5 a.m., you need to stay home.
Social gatherings will also be limited to 10 people. Northam also asked faith leaders to exercise caution with more holidays around the corner, encouraging them to conduct services outside if possible or online.
This year, we need to think about what is truly the most important thing. Is it the worship or the building? For me, God is wherever you are.
The new restrictions will be in place through January 31st, but could be extended if the situation doesn't improve. I'm Nick Gilmore.
Virginia's mask mandate will be universal on Monday morning as well, applying to everyone 5 years and older in indoor settings and in indoor spaces where 6 feet of distance can't be maintained. Inmates and their advocates are demanding that the Virginia Department of Corrections, or VDOC, do more to stop the spread of COVID-19 in state facilities. Advocates question the safety of inmates and why the virus has spread so quickly in prisons. The Virginia chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union said that Coffeewood Correctional Center in Culpeper County has received multiple complaints from inmates regarding the facility's handling of the virus. Almost 600 inmates at Coffeewood have tested positive for COVID-19. The prison ranks third in the state with the most cases. Keith Hill, an inmate at Buckingham Correctional Center near Dilwyn, told the Coalition for Justice that there have been issues with proper isolation within cells there, and that individuals who have tested positive for COVID-19 have not been properly isolated from inmates who have not contracted the virus. Buckingham Correctional has seen a recent surge of the virus with nearly 120 cases. Statewide, the VDOC reported on Thursday 593 active cases among inmates and 227 among staff, which includes employees and contractors. There have been more than 5,200 positive COVID-19 cases and 35 deaths reported among inmates since late March. And finally today, we're all navigating the holiday season during this pandemic, but senior citizens may have to be especially creative as the virus makes it particularly dangerous for them to attend worship services, shop, and see their families. WMRA's Randy B. Hagee reports.
Yeah, there's Mom. Hey, Margaret, how you doing? Can you hear us? Margaret?
Many of us are turning to Zoom get-togethers and other alternatives to large family gatherings this holiday season. Joyce Nussbaum, the Community Wellness Coordinator for the Valley Program for Aging Services, says that how we frame these modified celebrations is important.
Different doesn't have to be negative. It depends on how we tell our story. We can talk about how bad things are, or we can talk about times in the past when things have been hard, but we've been successful in coping with it and how we can do that again. Or how we can update our traditions or make new traditions.
One sweet example is,
I know of one person who was sent a series of notes by a granddaughter, and she was told to open one a day between now and Christmas.
She said it's helpful to think of what you can do for others.
One person made a meal for somebody who lived down the road that she knew had just had a baby.
As for Christmas shopping, AARP Virginia has some tips to stay safe if you're doing more online shopping than usual.
One is to be suspicious of any discounts larger than 55%. Retailers will discount some stuff, but if you see something that's like 70 or 80% off, it's likely a deal that's a little too good to be true.
Natalie Snyder is their Associate State Director of Advocacy. She said to also beware of emails that claim to be from a delivery company. If you're expecting a package, contact the retailer directly, and they should provide you with tracking information right on their website after you place an order. The organization also tracks scam reports on a map available at aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork. Retirement communities in the Valley are trying to keep their residents safe while still fostering holiday cheer. Bridgewater Retirement Community President Rodney Alderfer said they've had to limit visits to their campus because of the high positivity rate of COVID tests in the area. But all of their residents have iPads that are set up to live stream their traditional holiday events, like a grand tree lighting ceremony with Santa and the Bridgewater College Choir.
Depression is a real issue around the holiday season for many folks anyway. This is just an added stressor. It's a time when they ordinarily would be able to be with their families. They're not able to do that right now, at least not in the same way that they're used to. So, yes, we're very aware of it. We're very obviously very concerned about it and doing whatever we can do to mitigate that. And so, you know, when we can provide safe opportunities for visitation, we do that. When we can't, you know, again, we're able to leverage the technology. We're doing lots of Zoom family meetings. We're doing lots of FaceTime.
Charlotte Sibbold, the executive director of Sunnyside Retirement Community in Harrisonburg, said they've also gotten creative with holiday programming, such as offering outdoor carriage rides with hot chocolate and apple cider.
In the past, Sunnyside always did a holiday gala, festive kind of formal event with food and wine, and you know, folks would dress up, and of course this year that's not going to happen. But one of the things the staff have planned is a gala to go. Dining is preparing some of their favorite foods in small to-go containers, and then the residents can drive through at our pavilion and pick it up and enjoy it at home.
Tom Harkins and his wife Pat have been residents of Sunnyside for 18 years. He's a retired defense contractor, and before that, was in the Marine Corps for 30 years.
Like most people here on the campus, we've kind of established our little bubbles for safety.
His sister-in-law also lives at Sunnyside, so the three of them will still get to see one another for their traditional seafood stew on Christmas Eve. He's also part of
a technology group of residents that have gotten together, and we put on a light show down at the pavilion. We have a huge, it looks like National Lampoon Christmas Vacation. I mean, it's all lit up down there.
Another event Sunnyside has planned is a drive-through parade for families in the area to decorate their cars and come see their loved ones from a distance.
One family I know of, or heard of anyway, that has their grandmother in assisted living has decorated a flatbed truck, and the grandkids and the kids and everybody else are going to be on and the great-grandkids are going to be on the back of this truck, and it's all decorated as Christmas.
The way Harkins tells it, a retirement community is actually a pretty good place to spend a pandemic.
Usually, for a military guy, you know, you may, if you don't live on base somewhere, you know, you're living out in the community, and you may know 4, 5, or 6 families on your street. Here, you know, 200, 300 people. And so we tend to look out after each other, and we have an excellent staff.
For WMRA News, I'm Randy B. Hagee.
Several of the people in the story said that the seniors in their care would love to receive a Christmas card or video greeting from any listeners who would like to spread a bit of holiday cheer. Learn more about those opportunities if you want to participate in that at WMRA.org. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and enjoy your Friday.